Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the destruction of America continues unabated. It's a disaster out there. Let me check out the final numbers on Wall Street, because it was a bloodbath today. Wall Street down 653 points, which is about 2% of value. The S&P 500 down 3%. The NASDAQ down 521 points, which is negative 4.29%. It was a bloodbath out there, just an incredible bloodbath, the likes of which I was going to say we haven't seen in a long, long time. The last 6 weeks have been a disaster for Wall Street. And it's obvious what Joe Biden has done to the United States of America. We are in a civil war already, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not. Our own government hates us and is trying to destroy us and trying to destroy every out we've got. There are no outs anymore. We're in big trouble. I was at lunch today with a great friend who's very connected in law enforcement, to the top levels of law enforcement, and one of his buddies is on the important floor at the Pentagon for the most important connected CIA people. And they're talking about a Russian nuclear attack against Ukraine any day. They believe that Joe Biden will go nuclear. Joe Biden. Did I say Joe Biden? They believe that Vladimir Putin will go nuclear on Ukraine. And they believe, and again, just because someone believes something, just because they're smart, just because they're in the know, doesn't mean it's going to happen. But they believe that when Russia and Putin go nuclear against Ukraine, Iran will use that moment to go nuclear against Israel, and the entire world will be plunged into a nuclear war, World War III, with nukes left and right. At the same time that's happening, one of my great friends, Colonel Joe, retired United States Army colonel, who was always part of these think tanks where they decide, you know, they try and think what could happen. And they try and play action. What could be happening in the world? Are we ready for it? He has told me on numerous occasions and reminded me of it this weekend that Russia does not have great conventional army forces, military forces, because Vladimir Putin made the decision about 15 years ago to spend all his money on nuclear, and that he is the number one country in the world when it comes to nuclear war. And that conventional war, they're not that good at. So as they're losing in Ukraine, and they're not losing. I mean, they're going to win in Ukraine. Long term, Russia will win in Ukraine. Anyone who tells you otherwise is a liar. But for the moment, they're definitely stalled there. And it's not as easy as they thought it would be. And Russian forces have gotten their asses kicked at various times. And a lot of Russian soldiers are dead. So it hasn't been the cakewalk maybe that many people around the world thought. Ukraine is fighting back with American know-how and American intelligence and American missiles and American equipment, and they're holding their own. But he points out, my buddy Colonel Joe, retired U.S. military colonel, he points out that Russia is not known for conventional fighting and that they did not put a great conventional warfare force together. That they have banked everything on nuclear, and that they are miles ahead of the United States when it comes to nuclear. That they have missiles that literally they can fire with one press of the button, and they turn into like 18 missiles. One missile has like 18 little missiles on top of it, and they break off in space and aim at 18 different American cities. They could literally destroy with nuclear weapons, with one nuclear missile, they could destroy 18 American cities. So, you know, again, it's a really bad idea to go to nuclear war with Russia. You know, even under normal circumstances, a nuclear war is not what the United States of America should be involved in. But when you're fighting someone who has spent all their money and made the decision that they're going all out to win a nuclear war, and they've got, you know, ICBM missiles that blow ours away. Ours are slower than theirs. We have no defense that would stop this missile that has 18 missiles on top of it, all with nuclear warheads that could be aimed at 18 American cities. We're in a lot of trouble. And this is all the result of one stolen election. Do you understand that we may never recover from this? This could be the end of America as you and I know it, the end of the world as you and I know it, all because Democrats rigged and stole an election and the entire world is going insane and the entire world is moving against the United States because they know that our leader is a weak, brain-dead puppet sap, a real loser. Joe Biden can't do anything. He's incapable of doing anything to respond to Russia or China taking Taiwan or North Korea acting out or Iran sending nukes towards Israel. Joe Biden will not know what to do, will not have the ability to do it. I mean, Joe Biden on a normal basis, my contacts tell me, has diapers and makes poo-poo in his pants. Literally. I'm not joking with any of you. Joe Biden wears diapers and they're scared to death. During the entire debates, they were scared to death. They demanded that Joe Biden had to stand behind a lectern and never come out from the lectern because they were scared to death. He would pee himself and you'd see the water running down his legs. I mean, I'm being serious with you. This is what you've got as the President of the United States. So a guy who pees and poos in his pants, an old feeble man who pees and poos in his pants, needs diapers changed every minute. That man, can you imagine what he'll do when he hears nuclear weapons are coming to the United States? We can't stop them, and 18 cities are about to be liquefied? I mean, this guy poos in his pants when he watches TV to, you know, a normal moment in life, he poos in his pants. He pees in his pants. Can you imagine what he's going to do when we're facing nuclear annihilation? And it's so amazing that this is the type of stuff no other radio host would talk about. Because we all know, everybody knows that Joe Biden needs diapers. Everybody knows that Joe Biden has dementia. He should be in a nursing home, sitting in a wheelchair, pooing his pants all day, with nurses checking in on him once in a while to change his diapers. And instead, he's President of the United States, incoherent, has no idea what he's saying or doing, and nobody but me wants to speak up and tell you how insane this situation is. And the real President of the United States is Barack Hussein Obama, who's finishing the job that he couldn't finish in 8 years because he had a Republican Congress towards the end and he had no way to do what he needed to get done. Now he can do what he needs to get done, which is, from the beginning, Obama wanted to destroy capitalism and destroy this country, and he's doing it every minute of the day. And Obama's taking his orders from George Soros and Valerie Jarrett and the Chinese Communist Party to just forever destroy this country. And we have so many rhino Republican politicians who go along with this because they are also bought off by China. They have enough money in some offshore account to take care of their families, their kids, and their grandkids, and their great-grandkids for the next 12 generations. They don't care about you or me or the country. They're letting China do what China wants to do, and China's doing it through the ownership of the White House. Joe Biden and the Biden crime family are owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. And they are destroying this country minute by minute. And by the way, the two ways they're destroying it the most, well, there's three ways. Number one is inflation, obviously. This inflation situation is a disaster. It'll wipe out the middle class. It'll wipe out small business. It'll wipe out our economy. It'll wipe out capitalism. We're looking at inflation you can't even imagine. Everybody with a brain understands. This should be like 1980 when Paul Volcker, the Federal Reserve Chairman, took interest rates into the 20s, which destroyed the economy and the ability for anyone to get a loan, but saved the country because he tamed inflation with his 20% plus interest rates. Well, the Fed should be doing that now to stop inflation before it wipes us all out. But the Fed can't do it because they're in a box. On one side is massive inflation. On the other side is $30 trillion in national debt. The United States could not pay the debt, the interest on the debt, if interest rates were 20% or higher. So we are incapable of attacking inflation the way inflation needs to be attacked and was attacked in the early 1980s by Paul Volcker. So we now have the worst of all possible worlds. We have a crashing stock market. We've got a crashing economy. We've got crashing personal incomes. We have massive 20% inflation on the ground. We have rising interest rates, but they can't rise fast enough to fight off inflation, the likes of which never has been seen in the history of the United States of America. God knows where gas prices are going. They hit an all-time high again today, up another 20 cents last week. It is a disaster enveloping us. Food shortage is going to be so bad this summer, you're not going to believe it. The entire country is going down in a ball of flames. And let me say something. For those who say Wayne Root is, I don't know, somehow this helps his radio show. I don't know how this helps my radio show to tell you this. I'd rather tell you good stuff. I'd rather wave the American flag and say everything is great. Because you know I wrote a column last week talking about how Biden is the world's greatest Republican salesman. But none of it will matter. I don't even know how we're going to get to November. And if we get to November, I sure don't know how we're going to last to 2024 election. I just don't see it happening. I see this country being purposely, intentionally taken down by Joe Biden and George Soros and Barack Obama and the Chinese Communist Party. Don't forget Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum. I'm sure Bill Gates is in there as well. These are the world's most evil billionaires, and there's nobody to help us. The DOJ is bought and paid for by China. The DOJ is owned by communists. And Merrick Garland is a clear communist, and these people are out to destroy the United States of America and persecute conservatives and put us in jail with a ministry of truth, a ministry of misinformation. It's the sickest thing since the East German Stasi and the Soviet KGB and the Chinese Communist Party killing millions of people who disagree with the government. That's our new Ministry of Disinformation and Homeland Security.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allowing you to lose fat and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount.
40% off!
Call 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SealsAndDealsLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SealsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SealsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SealsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office, or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsandDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsandDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsandDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsandDealsLV.com. It's like stealing.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Welcome back. I keep telling you that we are in so much trouble and the people in charge of this country, it's a communist takeover of the United States of America. They're a combination of communists, globalists, and fascists, and they want to rule our lives, and there's no greater proof. I mean, I bring you proof 100 times a show, but there's no greater proof than this new disinformation basically ministry at the Homeland Security and Biden's new disinformation czar pushed debunks Russian collusion claims. So it's perfect. I keep telling you, it's all out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, which is the Democrat playbook, which was dedicated to Lucifer the devil. And I'm telling you, these people are the devil and these people are evil. And it says in that book, whatever you see in the mirror, look in the mirror, whatever you see in yourself, blame the other guy. And so here's a person that's now in charge, supposedly, of disinformation, and she's the queen of disinformation. This little communist witch was someone who was putting out information on Russian collusion that never happened. It's really disgusting and it's scary. Her name is Jankowicz, and she's the head of Biden's new disinformation governance board. And she has a history of pushing now debunked claims and conspiracy theories that Russia and Trump were tied together, and that's how he won the election. Her name's Nina Jankowicz, and she promoted several claims from Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign on Twitter, including allegations that are now being looked into by special counsel John Durham, and he's certainly about to arrest an awful lot of people. This woman, Jankowicz, is a supposed Russian misinformation expert, but she tweeted out, "Husband texted me, you have news to wake up to. Never thought it would be this. Confirms our worst fears about Trump. I am horrified." She was reposting Clinton's tweet claiming it's time for Trump to answer serious questions about his ties to Russia. The whole thing is insane. You do realize they spied on Trump. They planted information to try and destroy him and slander him and put him in prison or impeach him. And none of it was true. And this is the misinformation czar who spread the misinformation. Just as Saul Alinsky argued, the way to win is to look in the mirror. If you're a liar, call the other guy a liar. If you're telling lies, say the other guy is lying. If you're the one involved in conspiracy, call the other guy a conspiracy theorist. If you're the one involved in stealing the election, claim that Trump is stealing the election. That's what this little communist witch, Jankowicz, has been doing. These are the people that would like to take me, Wayne Root, off the air and send me to a concentration camp and brainwash me, torture me, and murder me. That's what they want to do. And you're kidding yourself if you think otherwise. Nina Jankowicz is a little Hitler. Anybody could see that. A little, sick, intolerant, Hitler-esque woman who wants to destroy anybody who tells the truth and label it as misinformation while she's the one lying and misinforming. And that's what's going on in America today. Scary. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because it's a brand new sponsor as of today, Gold Gate Capital. And if no one has ever given you a chance at $15,000 in free silver, well, then listen up. So first of all, they want you to know you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, or your 401 retirement account. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. And inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. When that happens, all you know what hits the fan. A financial nightmare is coming. You can feel it. You can see it. And that's why I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. You know, I've said this for literally years on this show. And the company I recommend, Goldgate Capital, I trust them, I buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They get an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They have hundreds of satisfied clients. And if you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them that Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Toll-free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Be among the first 100. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Gold Gate Capital, 855-7-GOLD. Welcome to the team, Gold Gate Capital. Great stuff. Very impressive, very honored to have you with us. When we get back, COVID positivity tops 20% in a hot New York City neighborhood as the fifth wave intensifies. The COVID transmission rate in New York City is up 20% in the last week and nearly 90% in the last month, to the same levels as last January. And large swaths of Queens top 15%. Long Island City now stands at 21.3%. It's back in time for the...
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden has signed a bill designed to speed up the process of getting U.S. military aid to Ukraine. The bipartisan measure also expands Biden's authority to expedite agreements with Ukraine and other Eastern European nations. The president did not take questions from reporters during a brief Oval Office signing ceremony. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers says a suspected arson at a pro-life office is a horrible incident. Speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony, Evers called for arrests in the fire at the Wisconsin Family Action Office over the weekend. Wall Street is extending its steep sell-off. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 653 points to close at 32,245, the S&P falling 132 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 521. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great...
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
Root, welcome back. The Root is on fire. Even though, by the way, over the weekend, we found out that my lawsuit with President Trump has been thrown out by some liberal judge in San Francisco. I'm sure Trump will refile the lawsuit. It's a fantastic lawsuit. It has fantastic merits. It was the Donald Trump lawsuit, and funny enough, never does the liberal media ever mention Wayne Root or ever give me any credit for anything. But when a lawsuit gets thrown out, suddenly it was the Wayne Root lawsuit. They say it was Trump and Dr. Naomi Wolf and Wayne Allen Root. Far right radio talk show host Wayne Allen Root. Far right. They never mentioned that Rachel Maddow was far left. They never mentioned that Rachel Maddow has conspiracy theories, all of which prove to be false, and every word I say turns out to be right, but I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I'm far right, and of course, I'm famous. The minute a lawsuit is thrown out, and it's a failure, it's Wayne Root's lawsuit. Unbelievable. You just can't believe what's going on in America today, and underneath all that, they developed this Ministry of Disinformation, basically, a misinformation governance board run by a woman whose entire life's been giving out misinformation. This is what's happening in America today. Before I get to my great guest, Governor Eric Greitens of Missouri, who's running for United States Senate, let me mention Energized Health as the sponsor of this show. Energized Health changed my life. I've always been an athlete. I've always worked out. Never been fat a day in my life. And yet, I thought I couldn't lose any weight. I lost 25 pounds of fat, mostly inner body, visceral fat, in only 88 days on this program, and now 18 months later, I look the best of my life, and everywhere I go, people go, oh my gosh, how much weight did you lose? And I'm sitting here laughing because I didn't lose any weight, but I lost fat inside my body that I didn't know I had, and that's what this program does for everybody. You lose inches on your waist, and you lose inner body visceral fat, dangerous fat around your organs. But you don't necessarily lose weight. It's not a weight loss program, but it leaves me feeling fantastic and looking younger than when I was 50 in photos with Steve Forbes, which I have on my phone. I'm 50 years old, maybe even 49 at that point. I look much better today at the age of 60. In 2 months, I'll be 61. So this thing is like the fountain of youth. I am reverse aging thanks to Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. They have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. And right now, anyone who says war for Wayne Allen Root gets 40% off. It's the Wayne Allen Root Decisive Action Discount. 40% off. Take action. Say war. Call Energized Health, 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com. All right, we've got former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, candidate for the U.S. Senate in Missouri, and he is a great candidate, and his internal polls show some really good news, so let's get him on to talk about it. Governor Eric Greitens, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Sir, it is great to be back on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great today.
Yes, and I just recently agreed to give you my endorsement. I know you've been putting that out promotional-wise, so hopefully
we can
help.
We are honored to have your endorsement, sir. We have been sharing it across the state of Missouri. You have so many fans here in Missouri, and it is fantastic to have you on our team. You know, one of the things people keep saying is, they're like, Eric, you have all the right friends. You've got the grassroots behind you. Now you've got Wayne Allen Root behind you, and we've got all the right enemies. We got George Soros coming after us and the mainstream media and Karl Rove and Mitch McConnell. So honored to have you on the team, sir. It is fantastic, and the people of Missouri love you here.
Well, you and I have the same enemies. That makes us great friends.
Yes.
So George Soros is like hanging on me for 3 years now, trying to get me thrown off the air. So screw him. And right. You know how I feel about communists. Well, this guy is part of the communist takeover of the United States. You and I both know that Biden is not the real president of the United States. I think it's Obama, but that's just a guess. But whoever it is, you know they've got the backing of the George Soroses and the Klaus Schwabs of the world, and they're trying to rip this country apart. Stock market's crashing. Everything's going bad at once. Inflation is massive. The border's open. I mean, it's a disaster all the way around. Do you believe that Biden's really capable of being the president of the United States?
No, look, it's obvious to everyone who sees him that he is not in command of his faculties.
Right.
You know, I served in the U.S. military. I was a Navy SEAL. Joe Biden's supposed to be the commander-in-chief. He's obviously not the commander-in-chief. He couldn't command a local grocery store if he were in charge of it. It's obvious to everybody. And it's also obvious, just as you pointed out, that the left is actively trying to destroy this country. I was one of the first candidates to come out and say this. When you look at what they're doing, we have to take a rational look. The open borders policy, inflation, military disasters abroad, COVID tyranny, defunding the police. All of this is part of an active effort, along with critical race theory, the crazy transgender agenda. It is part of an effort to destroy the United States of America. That's why we have to stand up and defeat the leftists and also defeat the cowardly, corrupt rhinos who support them.
You know, this battle's been going on for so long, Eric. I remember back in the early 2000s, I didn't have a radio show then, but I was a nonstop radio guest on conservative talk radio, and I was always talking about how the green energy capital of Europe was Spain, and Spain went bankrupt, and they had tons of apartment buildings and office buildings that were rusting right in front of the ocean, and they had no jobs, and unemployment was in the 24% range, and the country was completely bankrupt because they became the green energy gap. They reconfigured their economy to become the green energy capital of Europe, and they didn't want to use gas anymore. They didn't want to use coal anymore. All these people, nothing has ever changed. It's 20 years later,
right,
and they're doing the same thing to the United States. Gas isn't expensive because there's problems finding it or getting it. It's because Biden says you're not allowed to find it. You're not allowed to get it. You're not allowed to drill for oil. You're not allowed to have coal working anymore. This whole thing is insanity. They're creating, liberals are creating the problems. Green energy doesn't work, and it's too expensive. Period. Nothing's ever changed.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, when I was serving in Iraq in 2006, 2007, if somebody would have come to us and said, guess what? You're going to have a president who's going to make the United States of America the number one energy producer in the world, it would have seemed crazy. But that's exactly what President Trump achieved. He made America energy independent. He made us the largest producer of energy in the entire world. And then Joe Biden comes into office, and on his very first day, he may not remember this, but we certainly do. On Joe Biden's very first day, he killed the Keystone XL pipeline. On his very first day, he started attacking American energy independence. And what do you see? Everyone sees the results of that now, not only at the gas pump, but everyone also recognizes it takes energy to move anything. Any good that you buy at the store was brought there. It takes energy to bring it there. So energy is baked into the cost of everything. And because of Joe Biden and their insane Green New Deal policies, they are costing the people of Missouri. They're costing people across the United States of America with their terrible policies, which, as you just pointed out, sir, have never worked and are not working for the American people today.
Now, you've got internal polls that show you leading the Missouri GOP race, correct?
Yes. In fact, those just came out today. We're dominating this race. We're in first place. Our second place opponent, a Congressman Rhino, is nearly 10 points behind us. In third place, we've got folks who are 15 points behind us. We are dominated. Very simple reason. People recognize number one, most conservative candidate in this race, and we're dominating with conservative. Number two, people who are favorable towards President Trump are voting for me in overwhelming numbers, while my opponent is the most favored candidate among people who don't like President Trump. So this is very clearly an America First campaign where I'm a bunch of wrong. We continue to beat them on all issues. I'm the only candidate who stood up for election integrity, who's gone down to the Mexican side of the border to expose Joe Biden's lies, who's had President Trump's back on January 6th when all these rhinos turned. And because of that, the people of Missouri are with us, and we're going to win this primary and win the general election.
Well, and because of that, I endorsed you. I knew from the beginning that you were the right conservative America First candidate. So it's an honor to be on your team, Governor Eric Reitens. Let me ask you something else. Now, we know that Roe v. Wade has now become, out of the blue, kind of a really big election issue because of that leak. And by the way, to me, the person who leaked it should go to prison. But Missouri is now the safest state in the country for the unborn because of things you did as governor. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. Well, it's one of the proudest things I did when I was governor. I came into office as a pro-life conservative. And in Missouri, we had a pro-life majorities of Republicans in the House and in the Senate. So when I came in, and Wayne, I thought this was going to be easy. I might have been a little naive. I thought these guys have been campaigning on a pro-life platform for generations. Now that I'm here, we can easily pass pro-life legislation. Well, my first term, Wayne, those Republicans came in and they lied to my face. These rhinos did every week. I kept asking when they were going to get pro-life legislation done. They put it off and put it off and put it off. And then the session ended and nothing had been done for pro-life. Well, there's a provision in the Missouri Constitution that the governor can declare an emergency and call a special session. And I believe that saving the lives of the unborn was an emergency. I called those legislators back. We got a special session done. And in that special session, we passed the strongest legislation in the country for protecting the unborn. And today we call it the Missouri Miracle. When I had come into office, we had about 5,000 abortions a day. Today, Missouri is the safest state in the country for the unborn. And when I'm elected to the United States Senate, we're going to take that Missouri miracle and make it the American miracle.
All right. Eric Greitens, former governor of Missouri, now running for U.S. Senate. I'm proud to endorse him, and he's gotten that endorsement out all over the country. Hopefully we can help him finish up as the huge landslide winner in the Republican primary and then go on to a huge victory and join the U.S. Senate. Governor Eric Greitens, great to have you on the show. God bless you, and we'll see you again soon.
Honored to have your support, sir. Thank you. God bless you.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress.
Energized Health. Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The root is on fire. Kyle LeBrew for Congress is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We just had on former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who's running for U.S. Senate, and now we've got Kyle LeBrew running for Congress in Missouri. This is becoming a Missouri show here, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, live from Missouri. He's running in Missouri's 4th Congressional District, CD4. Kyle LeBrew is just like Eric Greitens, an entrepreneur, an America First conservative. He is an unabashed, unapologetic conservative with strong beliefs in conservative values. He stands for the Second Amendment, for holding China accountable for COVID, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion, and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. He is strongly pro-life. He supports term limits and defends free speech and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle LeBrew, an America First conservative, says we don't need Republicans in Congress. We need more good Republicans in Congress who are warriors, who are fighters, who will stand up to this terrible communist takeover of the United States. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. KyleLeBrew.com. LeBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E, KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. I don't care where you are as you listen to this. If you're in Las Vegas, if you're in Connecticut, if you're in San Antonio, no matter where you are, I want you to go to KyleLeBrew.com and give him some money in honor of Wayne Allyn Root. I'm telling you, he's my guy. I want you to support Kyle LeBrew for Congress, Missouri CD4. We need people like him in Congress no matter where you are. So I want to get back to this topic of COVID, because the COVID positivity tops 20% in Long Island City, 21.3% to be exact, rolling 7-day positivity rate. That's the highest in the country. Large swaths of Queens near or top 15%, along with Manhattan neighborhoods like the Financial District and Lincoln Square. Citywide, the transmission rate has risen to levels last seen in late January, up almost 20% in a week and 90% in a month. Its alert level is back, but even as more people get infected, fewer people are ending up in the hospital. And basically what that means, if you are ending up in the hospital, nobody's dying. So I guess there's quite a few things I would draw from this. Number one, COVID is back in perfect time for the election, right? It'll get really bad as we get to the end of summer, beginning of fall, and they'll make that an excuse to demand mail-in ballots with absolutely no accountability, no voter ID, no ID required, no signature match. The whole thing is a scam. Number two, it's a cold. Who can, when in the history of America did anyone give you a report on the high flu rates and try and change the way we vote because people are getting the flu and try and change the way business is done and demand you mask or take a flu shot? Has anyone given you, demanded a flu shot? I know there's flu shots out there. I've never taken one in my life. You know, I'm going to be 61 years old in 2 months, and I've never taken a flu shot in my life. And until I got a very quick 48 hours of COVID, which wasn't bad at all, and I took ivermectin and it went away, it was nothing. Took intravenous vitamin C, it went away, it was nothing. I had not had the flu in any way, shape, or form in, I guess, about 30 years. 30 years without the flu, never took a flu shot. And every time I used to say this on the air all the time. Every single time I meet a person who has the flu, I would say to them over that 30-year period, hey, just question you, did you get the flu shot? Yeah, I did. But you got the flu. I know. You don't think those two are connected? Oh, I don't think so. My doctor said I have to get the flu shot. People are so ignorant, it's unbelievable. They're intelligent on everything else in life except what their doctor tells them. And they think doctors are God and doctors are always right. It's the exact opposite. Here in Las Vegas, half the doctors are alcoholics or drug addicts. It really is a joke. Most doctors don't know anything at all. They haven't learned a single thing new since medical school. And in medical school, everything was paid for by the drug companies. And the only thing they learned in medical school was how to give out drugs. Because that's what makes everybody money. Doctors make money on giving out drugs. The drug company makes money giving out drugs. Pharmacies make money giving out drugs. Nobody makes money on giving out vitamins because vitamins can't be patented. So nobody wants to give out vitamins because the doctor can't make any money. The drug company can't make any money. The pharmaceutical company can't make any money. So they're taught in medical school vitamins are no good. They don't work. And they want to just give out drugs on the recommendation of Big Pharma. And they listen to anything Big Pharma tells them. So you cannot necessarily, I'm not saying all doctors are bad, because that's certainly not true. I have great respect for some doctors. But you cannot necessarily bank when you get sick on listening to a doctor. If you enter a hospital with COVID, I'm telling you the odds are pretty good. They're going to treat you with all the things that don't work. Like Resdivir. I can't even pronounce it. Resdivir, I'm not sure what the pronunciation is. But it's a horrible drug that shuts down your organs, including your kidneys. And if you don't die, you'll probably be crippled for the rest of your life from this stuff. So, again, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion. I've read enough about it. Don't you know there's a nationwide outbreak of hepatitis among kids? If you actually asked the question, which everyone would be afraid to do because they don't want to hear the answer, I guarantee you 100% of the kids who has hepatitis was vaccinated. This is from the vaccine. I guarantee you this hepatitis outbreak is in children who were vaccinated. That's one of the side effects of the COVID vaccine. We are killing our children for a cold that they will all get over and no kid dies from COVID or any other flu. There's no reason to vaccinate them.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
LS number 60134.